Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how deeply grateful I am you are listening to me on this beautiful March 2nd day, 2019. We're going to look at reality. What is reality and how does it work and is there any such thing? We'll talk about that in a moment. I want to give you another reality, and that is how we pay for this radio program and make all these things happen, as you know. And I really wish in my lifetime as a teacher, I didn't have to even say these words to you. And I know what you're thinking, you know, here he goes again. But, you know, the reality of the situation is I have to pay the bills for radio and TV and everything else that we do on Aspire, and we're only able to do that through your tax-deductible gift, your sponsorship. It is only through that that Aspire even exists. I mean, if it weren't for that, you wouldn't be listening to me. So I am hoping that you will take the time and the effort to become a sponsor and allow your sponsorship, which is a very beautiful thing to do, to pour out to people all over the world through the radio program, through our TV programs, my hospice work, and everything else that I do. I do many more things. And all of these offerings that I give to humankind are made available because of your generosity and your loving kindness. So please consider becoming a sponsor. If you go to the website at aspire.org, you will see sponsorship or support. You will also see why support Aspire on there. If you click on those, a submenu will come down and it will explain to you everything about Aspire and why it is important and what we do to serve humankind. And it isn't easy these days. Believe me, it is not. So your gifts become very, very vital. Won't you consider, please? Especially if you're listening to this radio program and hopefully getting something out of it. Let's look at reality. What is reality? So here is the definition of it. The world or the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or belief idea. What the heck is that? A thing that is actually experienced or seen, especially when it is grim or problematic. Something that exists in fact, having previously only existed in one's mind. Well, all of this rambling and these definitions, I think, are pretty pedestrian, to say the least. And they're the ones that most people live by. If you ask a person, what is reality? This is basically what they'll say. I had a student once say to me, just in session recently, you know, I don't know what the difference is in reality. What if your reality is different than the reality of someone else? And there was all sorts of posturing about this. Reality is something that is subjective, and we're going to get into it with the first question with Lex, and he is writing me from New Mexico. He said, I struggle, he said, with the concept of reality. How do I know what is real, Greg, and what you're saying is real? Lex, you probably have no idea whatsoever what I'm saying is true. Probably none whatsoever. And that's an issue because what I'm offering to you, what a Buddha would be offering to you, what a Jesus would be offering to you, what Lao Tzu would be offering to you, what Krishnamurti would be offering to you, what any spiritual master, Nisargadatta, would be saying to you, these are realities from the other shore. These are things that are occurring within you, which lives deep within you, which is the other shore. But we only think of reality as that which touches our skin. We don't see the essence of reality. We don't see what it really means. Reality to us is anything that reaches our attentions, touches our skin, somehow alters our body's experience in this world through all sorts of means, altering our emotionality, making us feel pleasure or pain. What is reality? It is totally subjective. Very few people see everything exactly the same. It just is what it is, because my mind, my emotions get in the way. Some people will say, well, I remember him or her saying this or that, or when I saw that, I saw this or that. And another person will say, no, 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 I saw it this way or that way. It isn't the angle of the dangle. It is the angle of how I am postured within myself that determines my reality. So before you can really get into this, one has to see, how am I sitting within myself? What is my inner posture? What is it that I'm actually looking at? Are the state of things, the way I see them, exactly as I see them, the reality of them? We live in a world of tremendous impermanence. And in that impermanence, we miss. Because nothing stays the same for very long. We had tremendous winds up here in February. I mean, they were unbelievable winds, 30-40 mile an hour winds, and they took down our famous cypress tree in Pebble Beach, took down a huge part of it, about half of it almost. And if you'd looked at it 10 minutes before, you would have thought, gee, there it is, it's thriving. 10 minutes after, you'd look at it and go, well, wait a minute, that's not the same tree. Well, duh, it's not the same tree. What's the reality of the tree? Is the reality when the wind blew or before the wind blew? When the huge part of the branch fell or before the huge part of the branch fell? The reality is that it can change. All facts, all situations, all conditions, everything can change. Nothing stays the same. So you might be thinking that things are the same, but they never are. You're not the same. When I started this radio broadcast, you were one way. And now that I'm going on in the radio broadcast, you're a little older. You've changed a little bit. The molecules in your body, your chemistry's changed. Your synapses are firing off in a slightly different way in order to listen to me. And if you agree with me, they'll slide off and fire off in a certain way. And then if you don't, in another way, and the neurons get involved, pretty soon your whole body's involved in just listening to what I say and reacting. That's the reality of the human body. Of course, I'm keeping it very simple. You say you struggle with reality, and how do I know what is real and what your teaching is real? You won't know what is real. You won't. I've had looky-loos, people who would come and, you know, do some retreats or whatever, and they really weren't into it, and they were looking for what this one chick called a direct experience, which is my term. You will only know if you have a direct experience. But what is that direct experience towards? The human? The Greg? Greg only has very limited ability to experience just about anything. He's very small-minded and petty, and he only wants things that comfort his body and make pain go away or keep him from pain. And that's as far as he goes. He doesn't go any deeper than that. And that's his reality. But what if what is being presented to him is greater than what his reality can sustain, his reality can understand, his reality can even appreciate? What if there's more? And why get involved in the pettiness of it all? Most people are very petty. Greg's petty. It's the way they are. They're human beings, and they live to survive, not live to recognize life. They just try to get by. So when you're looking at all of this, and you're persevering in your effort to awaken spiritually, your understanding begins to change. You begin to see things in the light of something different. Facts change, and the reality of any given situation changes momentarily. Nothing is exactly the same. So when you're looking at what I'm teaching, how do you know if what I'm teaching you is real? You don't know. You have to meditate. You have to work upon yourself. What does that mean? It means you have to be able to understand your mechanism. The mechanism of your body, the mechanism of your emotionality, the mechanism of your mind, how they coordinate with each other and through the ideals of our genetic nature, all bowing to DNA, then you know, well, look at all this stuff I'm up against. You can't change your DNA. You can't change your genetics. You just can't. No, nobody can change their genetics. You can change the influence of your genetics over you. That you can do. And that's why we have a spiritual practice. To change that, to look at things from a different sense of reality. Not idealistic, not pessimistic, none of that. Don't create problems. That's the key. If you can do that, you will start to see that reality is what is of consciousness. Not what touches the skin. We live in different dimensions simultaneous to the one we're in now. You live in the dimension of your mentality, the dimension of your emotionality, the dimension of your bodily functions and how you operate as a biological being. And then you live in a state of consciousness that typically, most people are not aware of at all. They don't get it. And they don't want to get it. So there you are. This is the way we live. And I run up against it with students all the time. How far a student will go in their practice is how far they will penetrate beyond their reality or what they think of as their reality. Lex, thank you for your wonderful question. I hope I helped you in some way. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Carol. She asks, is what you teach relevant to real reality? Sometimes I listen to you and you just go over my head. Forgive me, Carol. Oh, Carol, bless your heart. Forgive me for maybe not explaining it well enough. Is what I teach relevant to reality? Well, honey, it depends on what reality we're talking about. If you go and you listen to a medical doctor talk about medicine in some way, is it relevant to you? If you don't have his knowledge, his background, well, it is and it isn't, because you may not understand what he is saying, but that doesn't mean you're not subject to what he's talking about. So in a way, in our minds, it's not relevant. But if we have the condition that he's talking about, then all of a sudden it becomes relevant. Is physics relevant to, you know, our reality? We all live in physics. We do. And of course, it is a big part of our life, believe it or not. Is it our reality? Yes, it is. Do we understand it? Can we perceive it? Hardly. We don't have that kind of mind. We're too busy wondering what's on TV tonight or what's going to make us laugh or where we're going to get the best dinner or the best lunch or breakfast. And we're always looking for what can we do to occupy our minds with something that is relevant to amusing us in some way or another. It's the way we live. It's the way we are. Can this change? Yes. Will it change? Hardly. Americans are dumb. They are. They're just stupid, and we're getting stupider and stupider because we keep watching TV and watching things on TV that are gruesome and violent and some that are just pure, ridiculous. Ridiculous reality shows, as I call them. And there's all sorts of stuff that you can watch on TV that will corrode your mind. We don't take very good care of our thinking. I wrote a commentary on this, the care and feeding of the mind. And it surprises me. You know, a lot of people read it. Not one comment on it because they know, and my students even know, they don't take care of their minds. They let them be the fodder of entertainment and politics and sports and the macabre. The mind really likes the macabre, I'm finding out. I had no idea how utterly strange TV is now because I haven't watched it for hundreds of years. I have no idea. But I was cruising through Netflix the other day just to see what is out there. And, you know, get a feel for it for our commentary I'm working on. And by God, there is some strange crap out there. And they get a lot of hits. No wonder. No wonder we are with the way we are. We are freaking stupid. And we think we're right. And we think we're the greatest nation on the earth. And we think this, we think that. We're always being propagated with seeds of you're just righteous, just so righteous, and we're not. So what is what I teach relevant to reality depends on your reality. I mean, if you're the type of person that watches TV all the time, no, what I teach means nothing. If your reality is religion, no, what I'm teaching here isn't. If you have pretense and concepts and you've come to some bias within you, no, what I'm teaching you is not relevant. What reality I'm offering to you, no, it isn't relative. If you're worried about money and power and prestige, no. It would be the same with any spiritual teacher that's teaching the authentic. Now, if you're teaching someone how to get all those things, you know, the Tony Robbins kind of deal, or, you know, trying to manifest wealth in your life, things like that. Well, no, again, I'm not relative to that. If you want to know what I'm really relative to, honestly, Carol, go look at the Beatitudes. I think they're the most beautiful teachings. Go look at the Dhammapada, the Eightfold Path of Buddha. I did a series on both of these. And they're right there on the website at aspire.org. Go watch the TV series. Get the TV discourses if you like. If you become a sponsor, you get them for free. But there you are. Those are the things that are the realities that I teach. In my commentaries, I talk about the reality of living here on this earth and what that means and what we're here for. Read the commentaries. They're right there. You want a casual answer to a very, very powerful question that you pose. And there is no casual answer. There is no casual, oh, it's just this, or it's a little bit of that. You can't bring this huge thing down to some mental quip that you can remember. This is a beautiful process that you are involved in. It's called life. And it's like a flower. It's constantly unfolding, the lotus blossom. It's why it's always used for spiritual awakening, because it just keeps unfolding and unfolding. And it sits in the muck and the mire of sewage. human beings. We are sewage, you know. We're not the most beautiful things that ever walked the planet here. And yet, look what we've done since the moment we started walking on this planet. Look what we've done. It's pretty awful. So, relevant? No, I'm not relevant. What I am teaching probably isn't relevant to your desires to be rich, to be comfortable, to be happy, to have all the things you want that you think will make you happy. What are the teachings that I offer to you relevant to? Spiritual transcendence, which is the only way out of this craziness that we find ourselves in, that we put ourselves in, to transcend, to find the nature of love within us, and to transcend this world through love and offer kindness, compassion to the world. I'm not talking about dying and going to heaven. I'm talking about living in this world through love, not desire, not ambition, not pride. This is why I say, let love live you. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. This is from Richie. Interesting question. He doesn't tell me where he lives. Can reality change? Well, yes. There is no reality. There is no now. You know, Tolle talks about there is only this now moment. That's not true. And people buy it because they think, oh, I'm in the now. You can't be in the now. There is no now to be in because now turns into the next thing and the next thing. It is a matter of where you are. You are here. Here. Reality changes when you recognize what is here. And then that here is unfolding into impermanence. And everything is changing quickly. So quickly that there can be no now. You can think there is. How long does now stand? How long does now last? How long is now? The minute you use the word now, you're into time. This is beyond time. You live in the reality that is beyond time, space, ideas, beliefs. You and I live in this mesh of beauty, of love. You live in love, but not as love, because your and my reality is petty. We have to transcend our idea of reality. And once we are willing to transcend that, to move beyond the ideals of right and wrong, good and bad, that's when something of the other shore begins to happen and a beauty begins to occur. You will never know what reality is, true reality, until there is no more, in my case, the Gregory, that is sitting there judging it all and thinking that he knows, because Gregory knows nothing. He can't know anything. He is based in ideas and assumptions and biases from his genetic nature, which bring him down. And there's no way to improve him because he can only be improved so much according to his genetic nature. And his time, his age, his everything. You have to see things beyond the concepts of the concept that life is what you believe life is. And whatever that is, it ain't. I can tell you that without a shadow of a doubt. I have learned very, very much in the course of my lifetime all of this. I hope in some way, Richie, that helps you. I really do. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste. Well, there you are, reality. Who knew, huh? I hope this helped. If you ever have a comment or question, you know, you can email me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Or you can go to the website and email me from there, which is what most people do. and let me know what's on your mind. I'd love to hear from you. I really would. Have a beautiful day. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.